Ian Pryor.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
I can't believe a post that we put up on Facebook the other day has had so many views. You might remember Joyce Garner, that I spoke to on this programme during the week, a resident at the Bernadette House care home in Lincoln. We wished her a very happy 100th birthday live on the show on Tuesday. Here's the moment, though, she received her card from the Queen.
101? Oh. Yeah, it's a big age. Just a big age. Yeah.
Here we are.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that's nice. And here you want to know, isn't it? Nice and
ready for this.
Yes.
Dun,
dun.
Yeah. Do you want me to read it to you?
Please.
I am so pleased to know that you are celebrating your 100th birthday on the 7th of April 2020, and I send my congratulations and best wishes to you on such a special occasion.
Elizabeth.
And then it's signed the Queen Elizabeth.
Mrs. Joyce Garner. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, that's fantastic. Beautiful. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
To you, happy birthday to you.
Oh, it was such a special occasion, and we had Joyce on the programme. Well, afterwards, we posted a little video on our Facebook page, which has now been seen by hundreds of thousands of people around the world. I can't believe it. It really has gone mad. It's gone all around the world. Before we came on air today, it had been shared more than 500 times. There are more than 1,000 comments from all over the globe on this one posting. Elizabeth Stephen is the Homes Director, and joins us on the line now. Elizabeth, good afternoon.
Hello.
This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. What's Joyce making of all of this?
It's quite incredible. She feels her birthday has lasted several days now, and she's so excited. We've shown her the Facebook page with all the posts and all the comments, and she says how lovely it is. She wants to thank everyone. I think she was a bit concerned that she was expected to reply to everyone individually, but was assured she isn't.
Well, I'm just looking at some of the comments now. Diane says, happy birthday, Joyce. Best wishes from Spain. Belinda, lots of love from New Zealand. You are awesome. May says, happy birthday, sweetheart. Lots of love from Perth, Australia.
Yes.
Mary says, happy birthday, Miss Joyce, from Maryland, USA. They're here from Florida, from Cyprus, from San Antonio. They're from all around the world. It's just one of those things that's taken off, hasn't it?
It has. I think Joyce has touched the hearts of hundreds of thousands of people around the world. It's wonderful to have a feel-good story at the moment. And you've interviewed Joyce. You know how lovely and how witty and funny she is. She's just an inspiration.
It's just lovely. Now, the other thing is, which I hadn't realised, you have a wishing tree at the care home.
Tell
me about your wishing tree.
We have a wishing tree, which is in the entrance hall to the care home. And any resident is able to make a wish, and we do everything we can to grant the wish. Now, Joyce has done rather well, because last year her wish was to meet a penguin. And in October, I believe it was Hannah, one of your reporters, came to the care home and met the penguins with Joyce. And she was on Look North with the penguins, had a lovely time. Her wish after that was to be famous. And you've helped us grant that wish.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that
absolutely
wonderful?
She's so excited. We've put her card from the Queen in a frame, and that's on the wall now. And we've put her many birthday cards on a string across her bedroom wall so she can see them from her chair. And she's got many balloons and flowers. It's difficult, actually, to find Joyce in the room amongst all the celebratory material she has.
And I know she was looking forward to opening her presents. And it was just about an hour or so after we'd spoken to her that the post arrived. And she got that very special card from the Queen. And that obviously made the day for her.
It really did. We were holding out that it would come on the day. We know the palace is very reliable, but with coronavirus, we were slightly trepidatious, and she was absolutely delighted with the card. And all the staff in turn, when they're on shift, have been in to see Joyce, to look at her card, to wish her many congratulations. So it has pride of place on the wall. She's thrilled with her card.
Lots of love to Joyce and everybody else at the care home. But coming on the programme today, you know, you're one of many care homes across the county looking after vulnerable people. And what would you like to say to people both at your care home and the workers in other care homes as well?
I would like to thank all our wonderful staff at Bernadette House. They're all being incredibly reliable. Almost everyone is coming in to work. They're being very happy, very positive. They're, you know, washing their hands incessantly. They're anti-backing things. They're changing their clothes now when they come onto shift to keep our residents as safe as possible. And I know staff in many care homes across the country are doing that. They're making an incredible effort, and we really appreciate it, as do our residents.
Elizabeth, lovely talking to you. Thank you very much for that. Elizabeth Stephen, director at the Bernadette House Care Home in Lincoln, where we chatted with Joyce on her 100th birthday the other day. If you go to the BBC Radio Lincolnshire Facebook page, you will see how many people have viewed that little video. It's a little clip, basically, of the interview we did with her, and it's gone all around the world.